Jill, good morning. I always appreciate the time.
I'm like adding to the wall of worry that is inside of people. So I'm sorry for that, but people are getting nervous. Are you feeling nervous about the economy?
Yeah, I'm a little on edge about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's completely normal. I have been looking a lot at how the connection between how we feel about things and then what we do. That's kind of what I'm focusing on right now. The reason is that, you know, it's one thing to say, I'm angry about gas prices, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's one feeling. You're like, I'm mad. I feel bad. That hurts. It's another thing to say, I'm going to stop driving, right? I'm going to figure out other ways to do the things I want to do. And the reason I bring this up is we are in a situation right now where people say they're feeling kind of bad. They are starting to pull back how they spend money. And we just need to see if this translates into some broader slowdown. We know that the two big confidence measures have come in somewhat weaker than expected. And we know that some of the people are pulling back on their spending, not necessarily everyone. But what we really need to figure out is, are people going to make meaningful changes in their lives? And if that's the case, then we're going to start seeing some of the numbers show up a little bit softer than what we've seen so far.
Are some of these bigger companies making adjustments too?
Yes. I mean, it's been interesting to hear because we just came out of earnings season. It's been like all over the place. Like Dollar General and Costco and Walmart have said, hey, our lower income shoppers are really shifting habits. But then some of the, you know, the next level up, say like the department stores, Kohl's, Macy's, they're saying that as well. We heard that airlines said that business travel is still pretty solid, but a lot of leisure travel, even for some of the big trips, that's starting to pull back. And the small business owners there are saying that they're feeling a little bit anxious about and feeling uncertain. So all that is to say is that companies are and people are feeling the uncertainty around the tariff policy. And, you know, I guess it's one thing if you're an individual, you might say, oh, well, I don't drink French champagne, so I don't really care, right? On the other hand, if you're a business and you're trying to make plans about, say, 3 to 5 years in the future, you know, should you invest or not, it's hard to make those plans if you really do not have any sense of what is going to happen next.
What about the Federal Reserve? I think they're meeting in a few days. What do you expect them to do, if anything?
I think it's a lot of nothing.
Okay.
I really do. I think that there is a sense, at least from the folks who run around and give speeches in between meetings, that there is absolutely no rush to do anything. The Fed wants to see how we all spend our money in the next few months. They want to see whether the inflation rate starts to come down. They want to sort of wait and see. And waiting and seeing is definitely the right, I think, you know, this is my opinion,
sure,
just the right move today, because there isn't enough clarity for them to make a decision one way or the other.
Hey, can you give us something to ease our minds as we wrap up our conversation today about the economy?
Well, what I can tell you is we're not in a recession right now. We're not. We are. The labor market is creating jobs. The inflation rate, you know, it's still running at, you know, kind of too high for what anyone really wants, but it's way down from where it was. And, you know, for most people, if you look at your own financial life, hopefully you're able to make some decisions about the things you need to do today to help yourself that don't include trying to figure out where the stock market's going next. Just kind of look at your own situation. I always find that that calms me down, which is taking action, but taking action over something over which I have control.
I love it. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger, thanks for the time as always. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Take care.